Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Daughter of Mine, written by Fiona Lowe and read by Rebecca McCauley. The dedication reads, "In memory of Debbie," who, on being told this book was to be published, replied with her characteristic response of, "Sensational. Miss you, Deb. Rest in peace." Sisters may share the same mother and father, but appear to come from different families. Anonymous. Part 1. Chapter 1.
"Auntie Harry, look at my frog."
Harriet Churnwell recoiled as her 8-year-old nephew, Hugh, thrust a muddy bug catcher under her chin. She could just make out a tiny frog nestled in the greenery.
"It's our frog,"
Ollie corrected. He was the younger twin by 4 minutes. Harriet's nose wrinkled as the rancid scent of mud and sheep dung hit her nostrils.
"And you found it down at the dam?"
"Yes,"
the twins chorused, sounding surprised that she'd guessed correctly.
"Why is there mud on my clean floor?"
Zara, Harriet's middle sister, walked into the kitchen. She pushed her daughter, Tasha, the twin sister, in her specially designed wheelchair.
"We're showing Auntie Harriet..."
"It was a rhetorical question, Huey."
Zara shook her head indulgently.
"Trust you to find the only mud on the farm during a drought. Go back to the mudroom and take off those boots. You too, Ollie. Now."
Ignoring the groans of her sons, Zara lifted Tasha from the wheelchair. While she positioned her in a foam chair in her favourite spot by the window, she said,
"Hello, Harry, I didn't hear you drive up."
"European engineering's incredibly quiet,"
Harriet said, getting a thrill just thinking about her new car.
"And those sheep in the home paddock are bleating so loudly, I'm surprised you can hear yourself think."
Zara threw an old towel down on the muddy floor, and while she mopped it around with her foot, she stirred a pot on the aga that smelled deliciously like beef and ginger.
"I keep telling Steve it's time Chump, Chops and Racker went on the truck, but you know how pathetic he is with the ones we hand raise."
She reached left, opened a cupboard, grabbed 2 thick-rimmed mugs and threw a tea bag into each. Harriet flinched. She preferred her tea in a bone china cup and made with leaves, not dust.
"Do you still have those Royal Albert mugs I gave you for your birthday?"
"Sorry."
Zara sounded completely unapologetic.
"I usually hide your mugs at the back of the cupboard, but after your last visit, I forgot. Steve took one down to the shearing shed and Huey dropped the other one."
The twins rushed back in, whooping,
"Cake, cake, cake!"
And Tasha squealed, joining their enthusiasm. The ear-piercing shrieks formed a wall of sound that forced every nerve ending in Harriet's body to fire off a salvo of tingling aversion. She wasn't particularly fond of children.